Well, let's address the assault gun hysteria. That's always fun. First of all, just what is an assault gun? Take your ordinary everyday hunting rifle and put a little grip behind the trigger so that you can hold the rifle more steadily. That becomes an assault rifle. Or put a hole in the stock. That's the part you hold against your shoulder that you can stick your thumb through to steady the rifle. It becomes an assault gun. So that could give you some sort of a clue as to how a ban might work. But let's talk hammers and clubs. They're pretty easy to define, aren't they? Well, the FBI has just reported its latest numbers on the number of people killed by hammers and clubs in the United States. These are for 2017. 467 hammers, clubs, blunt objects. How many by rifles? 403. That title goes to hammers and clubs. And the number for rifles was all rifles, not just the ones the left describes as assault rifles. Knives and cutting instruments, 2017, 1,591 people. Remember, all rifles, 403. And so-called assault rifles are only a small percentage of those. So what do these numbers show us? The whole assault rifle thing is really mass hysteria, fueled by Democrats. Let's modify the old Rahm Emanuel saying, never let mass hysteria go to waste. And the Democrats are certainly putting that saying to work. Meanwhile, that baseball bat in the corner is more dangerous than the assault weapon in the closet. Solomon Brothers Studios in Naples. This is Neil Bortz. Have a great day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.